In the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and God, amen. Tonight we'll talk about spiritual maturity, and which is like maybe it's a good we are in the fasting. Hopefully we start fasting, all of us. Not yet. Yes? No? Not yet? Okay. So today we'll do it like a Bible study, okay? And hopefully everybody will share. We can share ideas. And of course, you know me, I don't like talking too much. Marcel, don't laugh. No. You laugh again? No. So hopefully we can just discuss the some, like, we share ideas because it's important, because I'm not like I don't want to talk too much, hopefully. So okay, so we will do like we have two characters tonight we'll discuss, and we will go and see how did they act as spiritual mature. And what did they do? And we can just discuss point by point. The first one will be in Hebrews 11. Do you know what the Hebrews 11 talking about? One of the most famous chapters talking about, anyone? Faith. That's right. So he talked about the faith and how, and he gave like some examples about people working in faith and what did they do. And one of them was Moses. So, and when he talk about Moses, first he talk about the faith of his parents and how they kept him and so on, and then he started talk about Moses himself. So we know Moses, right? We know the problem of like people, and they were in Egypt, they were slaves in Egypt, and then Moses, like after he did some action by faith, after, as Saint Paul, he described this as faith. And then he could release them to the promised land. So the first one will be, anyone can read it for me?
By faith, Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
So by faith, Moses, when he became of age, that's why we... became of age, that means what? What does it mean? Became of age. Is what? Yeah, he started to be mature. That's, thank you. And he started to do what? He refused to call the son of the Pharaoh's daughter. And then I will go for the second one, and then we'll discuss the same point. So, Baher, can you go for the second one?
But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's delicacies.
So Daniel, the story of Daniel, like Daniel, he was in the captivity, and they took him, like the king took him, and he started to say, like, you know what, you have to eat a certain food, and you have to do some action, which is, that's by the order of the king. And so Daniel, he said, no, I will not do that. And he put in his heart, he would not defile himself with the portion of king. So what the action, how can we, the same action, what the same action that both of them did? What can we put like a title here? Like both of them did something. Moses and Daniel, what did they do in these two verses? What the common... Exactly. And what the decision was? So they refused to do something, right? They refused to do something. The first, and this is the first point we want to talk tonight about, to be mature spiritually, you need to refuse. And that's very important, because I'll tell you why. We are surrounded with the world, like the world is trying to, they want to put us in a way, is not Christian way, let's say that way. Like, let's give an example. Do you have any example, like, we are Christians, you live in a society, you live in a, you go to school and you meet friends and stuff like that, and the world is trying to put you in a way is not Christian way. Do you have an example in your mind? Any example? No? We're... So, like, Daniel and Moses, you're trying to put him in a... Like, Moses for himself, let's talk about Moses and then I'll come to the question. So Moses, he was in the Pharaoh's house, right? He was, like, in the royal family. But at certain point, he said, no, I don't want to be called in a royal family. I don't want to be called the Pharaoh's son. I want to be with the people who are suffering. So maybe I didn't clarify the point first. So what happened, like Moses, St. Paul is telling us, Moses, when he come to the age, when we matured, he said, like, you know what? I don't want to be a son of Pharaoh's daughter. I want to be with the people of God. And he chose. He refused to be the king and from the king royal family. And he started to be like, I want to be called as like the people of God. So he refused something. Same for Daniel. Daniel, they told him, you have to eat this, this, and that. And you have to act in this. And he said, like, you know, I don't want to defile myself with this. I want to do something else. So let's get back to our society. What do you think today, like the world is trying to maybe enforce us to do something which is not Christian? Like any, do you have any example in your mind? We live in very Christian, that's good. Worship God forever. Any example, like anything? Think, you will find, yeah.
Like, why do our parents do something? Why do our parents do something wrong with our friends?
That's a good one, okay. Yeah, something like that. Like, and if you don't do it, you will be like, Yanni, what, like, you know, you're not cool, right? You're not like, kid. So lie to your parents to do something with your friends. Sure. Another example.
I guess keep us away from our faith. So, like, saying that you shouldn't be in a religion, and always trying to push us away from faith rather than want us to be how everyone else thinks.
So can you give like specific example, which is, this is very, like, very important for people. So like
maybe in school, for example, if you have a specific idea and the teacher might tell you, no, this belief is like a rot, like it's from ancient times, you shouldn't be believing in something in this modern time the same way that they would a long time ago.
I think when I discuss this point more, like, so a lot of times keeping your faith is very difficult. It's very tough. And if you try to talk about it, you will be like from the ancient, you're coming from another world. And the science doesn't doesn't match the science and stuff like that. And that's very important because this is the main thing here, because I would call it, you're trying to change the identity, our identity as Christians. And that's very, very dangerous. And to be mature, spiritually mature, do you know how to be, like, if you want to know if I'm mature spiritually, I can say no. I can refuse to be called, no, I'm not Christian. I refuse to do something to change my identity. It will not come to you as, like, you know, I want to change your identity. But by, like, daily actions, maybe you're changing your identity. And by being like, you know, I don't want to talk about your, I don't want to, you know, I'm hiding myself. You know, where are you going Friday nights? I'm like, you know, I will avoid trying to say I'm going to church because I'll be like, you're going to church? Seriously? Do you believe in that? And that's exactly what Moses refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. And to be mature, to be like mature spiritually, you have to be, you have to say, no, I refuse to be called like that. I am Christian. By action, of course, you don't have to like hold the sign of Christian, but by action. No, I will not do that. I will not lie to be cool. No, I am Christian. My identity as Christian, no, I can't do that. I will not do that. And will be like, you know what? I refuse to do that. What else? What else? Thank you, then. Any other example? Until you think about it. In Romans 12:2, it says that do not be conformed to this word, but be transformed by renewing your mind, that you prove that what is that good to be and accepted the perfect for God, perfect will of God. So it's again the same idea. I will not leave myself to be remodeled by the word. You know what? I will refuse to do that. I will not be confirmed, but I'll be transformed by inside my mind. Any other idea? Any other example? We'll move to the second point, and then when we finish, we'll do some more examples. So the second verse. So number one, Moses refused to be called the son of daughter of Pharaoh.
Choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasure of sin.
Therefore, he requested the chief of the camp that he might not defile himself.
So we have, again, we are going with Moses and Daniel again. So the second point, do you see any common thing here? So the first point was refuse. They refused to be called the son of daughter of Pharaoh, and Daniel refused to be defile himself. And the second point, we can put it like what? Any idea? Like, after refuse, he did what? The first word. He chose. So, to be mature, spiritually mature, you refuse to be called by the word, but you choose for yourself. So, Moses chose for himself to be, he chose the God's value for himself. Again, let's talk about Moses for a second. Moses, he was with royal family, and he chose to go to slaves. It doesn't make any sense. Like, if you talk to anyone from anywhere, like telling him, what did Moses did? Is it right? By any kind of ideas? He was like, no, that's kind of stupid. He was the prince of Egypt, and he left that to be one of the slaves in Egypt. This is not right. However, whatever is not right, but maybe the word will name it stupid. However, spiritually will be no. That's the best thing to do because it's a plan of God. And this is the point I wanna focus on. Sometimes the word has names. They put some names to stuff, which is like it makes the things like lying or hiding the faith, it gives names like some cool, like be okay, like you know what, كده be famous, like be the guy who's like, you know, easygoing. Some cool, like cool names. However, the right names for that would be sin. To sin. So Moses refused, but the second one, to be mature, you have to choose for yourself. What do you select? And this is kind of every day we face two things. We need to choose and refuse. Or you can be easygoing and go with it and lose your identity. But to spiritually mature, you have to be able to choose as well. But because if you refuse, like Moses refused to be like the from the royal family, but however, he couldn't choose for himself. He will be in the middle of nowhere. But to be spiritually mature, you have to choose for yourself. I want to be called this way, the son of God. I want to be called, I want to choose the God, my God plan for me. That's very important. So, and taking responsibility, because it's my responsibility to be like, you know what, I will be in this place. Because in the world here, we have to, whatever we choose here, it will affect my future in heaven. That's for sure. Like whatever we do here, it will affect my future. So number one, to refuse. Number two, to what? To choose. Number two, to choose. And it's very important to know whatever, maybe when I do that, when I say like, you know what, I don't want to be in this place, I want to be that, it will be painful sometimes, right? You might lose some friends. You might lose some relationships. However, it might be a short pain, but it will be for a long-term gain. It's not easy. Do you think it's easy to say that, you know what, I refuse to do this, I choose to stick to my faith? Is it easy? What do you think? Why? Okay, that's good. Like, can you elaborate more? Like,
you're standing out.
So that's right. Like you're out of your comfort zone. That's right. So it's not easy. It's painful, right? And you might lose some stuff. You might lose some, even some funny stuff. And fun, I mean. What else? Why it's difficult? Why it's painful? That's right. You will find a lot of people like, you know what, judging you, like this guy is like whatever. So it's painful and it's not easy. However, it's short pain for long term again, because it's easy to go with the whoever. Like let's imagine Moses. Like, you know, he said, like, you know, I am from the royal family. I will be the prince of Egypt. And I'm fine with that. That's my comfort zone. Do you remember what the name of the Pharaoh, like Moses' time? Do you remember his name? You remember his name? Maybe. Not sure, right? But we know for sure Moses. We know Moses because he is the one who took the decision of, you know what, I will stop being that. I will choose being that. So he is the one who takes the responsibility. So it's not easy. However, it's very important. This is a sign of spiritual maturity. And the most important thing, if you don't choose for yourself, someone else will choose for you. And someone else will determine your future. And someone else will be like, you know, who is the one who will affect your future. So it's better to stop and, you know what, I will refuse and choose for myself. And like, why we're saying that? Why we're saying like we have to stop and choose? Why? What's different? Like, why it's bad to go with, like, you know, with the world stuff? Why is it bad, or what's the purpose of that? What do you think? Like, we have God's value versus the world value. Why it's bad? Why it's not? Why you're saying you had to stop and choose? Why don't we just go? What do you think? Is it we have to do that or no? Amir. Thank you. So you cannot serve two masters. You cannot just say, you know what, I will be this and that. That's right. What else? So we're saying like that, like the God's purpose for my life versus being cool and popular. You know, in the high school, you know, I want to be the most, you know, famous guy in the whatever. So it's why it's not? Is it like why? What do you think? Why that doesn't match with God's purpose for my life? Tamer. What do you think? Joy of like whoever, like the joy of Christ versus being the pleasure of sin, have the pleasure of sin. And let's say that, like sin is, it gives some pleasure, even if it's short time, but it gives some pleasure, right? Right or wrong? Yeah, for sure. Otherwise, people will not do it, right? So when Adam and Eve were in the garden, like the serpent came and was like, look at the fruit. It's delicious. It looks delicious. So the Bible says like the Eve saw the fruit. It's like attractive, delicious. Start to be something different. That's how devil start to talk to our mind. Like, you know, do the sin. The sin is like, it will give you some pleasure. It will give you some, you will feel like self-esteem, right? But it's very short. It's very temporary. After that, it will give you a lot of pain after that. Versus the joy, which is Christ gave, is like, it's real joy in the heart. But without have vision in my life, in the spiritual life and all my life, I will never set the value of my life. So visions set value. Vision sets value. How does it, like, how do you see that? Is it right or wrong? How to make like a vision in my spiritual life? What does it mean? What does that mean? What do you think? Can I have a vision? Of course we have vision for my career maybe. You know what? I will do, in 5 years time, I will be 1, 2, 3. What do you think how to do a vision for my spiritual life as well? But this is a vision? But what the vision of my spiritual life? What the vision of my life? To be with God. So yeah, that's the vision of my life, to be with God. However, it's not, I'm not waiting to go to heaven, I'm being in heaven even here. So if I have this vision in my mind, it will set my values in life as well. So I can refuse and I can choose based on that.
By faith he forsaken Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king.
So all of that, whatever Moses did, like he refused and he chose, it happened by what? By faith, but by faith, not by fear. And we're talking about faith and fear, or faith and doubt. Usually, what's faith is? What's the definition of faith? So, okay. So, fear is fear, right? Fear is fear. Fear is fear. But why should, like, from where I can, because the gospel of, like, next Sunday, it will be about don't worry. So why should I be like, what the cause, what the reason of being worry or fear or whatever? What the reason? Why should I be worried about tomorrow? What the reason of that? Yes, Dan. Unknown. That's right. The unknown. I don't know what's next. I don't know what's happening tomorrow. What else? Yes, sir. So focus on the unknown again, but without, because I don't know, without focusing on God, right? That's good. Yeah. Failure. I worry about failure. So maybe the experience of failure before, so I'm worried about that. I'm worried about that because I want to be successful, so I'm worried about failure, right? What else? Any other reasons? So, fear is the exact opposite of faith, because sometimes fear magnifies our like, you know, anything related to worry. It magnifies it. It's like, you know what? You can't do it. You cannot do it. Faith, like Moses, he had faith to an extent that some of the fathers, church fathers, like when Moses crossed the Red Sea, it didn't like open up the land like that. It was like he went to the sea first, and with every step to the sea, the land started to appear. That's what called faith. See, he went into the sea, and then the sea started to be a land. That's how faith is. I trust in God, so I don't know what will happen. Maybe I have faith. I don't know what, it's unknown. Tomorrow is unknown. But when God, I am in God, with God, I don't worry about that. So by faith, not by fear. So Moses started to do that, all that by faith. So I can see myself with the eyes of God if I trust God. And then at the end, he kept Passover and sprinkling of blood, lest he was destroyed the firstborn. Do you remember the Passover and the firstborn story? Anyone doesn't know it? Do you remember Passover? God tell them, okay, and like tonight, the angel will come and he will kill all the firstborn unless you have what? The blood? Where? You know it or no? Do you know it? Where? You know? Yeah? In what? Yes. So you have to put the blood in the shape of cross. Of course, and the Passover nowadays, the Passover resemble what? Like, that will be representing by? Okay. You know what? Damn it. So, our Passover is what? The Passover now is what? What when you can say it? Like in the Eucharist. Okay. So, in the Eucharist. So, that after that, Moses start to be thankful. Start to thank God, and he do the Eucharist. So be thankful at the end, and same for Daniel. He started to say, blessed the name of God forever and ever for the wisdom and might of his. So be thankful. Thank God in a small change if God could happen in your life. Thank God for every time you get up after a fall. Thank even people around you that are helping you all. So be thankful. So I like just to conclude, like the first point was, to be mature spiritually, you can be able to refuse. To refuse any kind of people try to put you in a shape. Like, you know, be cool, don't be that. I mean, like, you know, stop doing that and be that. So they're trying to enforce you to be in a certain shape, in a certain, like, you know, kind of different identity. If you'll be spiritually mature if you can't say no. I can't say no. And this is one of the benefits of fasting. Like nowadays, if I can't say no to my tummy, I can't say no to sin too, right? So if I be able to say no to food for some time, I will be able to say no when the sin thinking come. The second point was after refuse, I have to do what? Choose for myself. And the choose for myself, it's the choose for myself what? As a spiritual mature, choose what? God's plan for me, God's plan, purpose, and God's plan for myself. And the third point was what? I'll do by faith, not by fear or worry. And at the end, I'll be what? Thankful. I will be thankful. And like, okay, I'm done. But like, just to conclude, it's a kind of to be like put in a practical points. A lot of times, like we are in our society. I'm not saying that the society is bad or wrong or whatever. But however, if I don't know I'm different, if I don't know I'm Christian, if I don't know I have a personality can say no to this and that because this is not me. Because in the baptism, I closed Christ himself. Like, this is not my hand anymore to do something wrong. This is not my leg anymore to go to some places I shouldn't go. This is the leg. This is all me. I am Christ. This is the head and the leg and hand and the tongue of Christ. So that's why I should be able to say no. You know what? I choose not to be this way. I have to be that way. It's very important to be, that's a kind of my identity. Because the word now is like about to change the identity of being Christian to be in this kind of, you know, anyone, like any people. People kind. Yeah. So, any comments, any questions? Yes, no? Thank you. Mariam? Any announcement, anything? Which announcement?
So SMSV is going to be at Winterlude on Sunday, but they're going to be praying their liturgy at St. George's Cottage first. So I don't know what time they're going to downtown, but I assume it's sometime like early in the afternoon. But when I find out, I'll post it on the group.
Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. O Heavenly King, O Comforter, the Spirit of Truth, who are present everywhere, filling all things, treasury of good things and giver of life, come and dwell in us, cleanse us from every stain and save our souls. Please, Lord, help us have a good night. Help us appreciate all the things that you bless us with on a daily basis. Help us realize the stability and the safety and security that we live in and the luxury of having all our needs taken care of. Please help us understand all the blessings that we have and other people don't have around the world, who are living in poverty, who are living in in war, in anxiety, in fear, in loneliness, who are spiritually crushed or broken. Please help repair and restore our souls through repentance. Please give us the ability to open up and be vulnerable to our fathers of confession and to be honest with ourselves and with them. And through the intercessions of St. Mary and all your saints, hear us as we pray thankfully. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. In Christ Jesus, our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, power, and glory, forever and ever. Amen.